Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. Consider our next segment a palate cleanser from all that
sorbet.
Primary chuck. We have another course of it coming up, but in between, it's time to ramble.
Okay, I'm going to give you the latest Amy Winehouse, the latest installment in the drama that is her life. The internets are abuzz about her newest issue. It's not funny. This poor woman, she has a skin disease now, apparently, called impetigo. Never heard of this before. It's apparently a bacterial skin infection that causes these pimple-like lumps, and it's highly contagious. She's been prescribed antibiotics for the condition. And she was photographed last week with a swelling on the side of her face, setting off all the speculation by people who are totally unqualified to be diagnosing this woman. But Contact Music is reporting that, quote, a leading celebrity skin expert has urged Winehouse to seek a second opinion for her swollen cheek, end quote. That's maybe the most interesting thing about this story, because we learned that celebrity skin is different from the skin of us normal people, and that there are celebrity skin experts trained to deal with the particular afflictions of celebrity skin.
All right, from Amy Winehouse to the roots of democracy, the only copy of the Magna Carta in the U.S. back at the National Archives. Many people are very happy about this. Now, if you slept through 8th grade civics class, okay, get closer. The Magna Carta is about 800-year-old English Bill of Rights that provided the foundation for America's Constitution. Remembering now, with the Magna Carta, there'd be no
habeas
corpus.
The Magna Carta, are you like from Boston?
No limits of the rights of leaders, you know? Okay. Yep. Okay, everybody's on the same page. The version just unveiled at the National Archives has been owned for centuries by English earls. Then in 1984, a foundation owned by former presidential hopeful and cabillionaire Ross Perot, well, they bought it, went to the archives. But a few years ago, Perot put it up for auction in New York, and the director of the archives feared that it wouldn't be back, that there wouldn't be a copy.
Someone would just put
it
in the
United States, right.
Yeah.
Or it would leave the States. That was his big thing. Enter the chief of the Carlyle Group, businessman David Rubenstein.
Dun, dun, dun. Saving the
day. Shelled out $21.3 million and bought it, vowed to return it to the archives, and made good on the promise on Monday.
Good job, David. So Dubai has pretty much everything else. If you've been there, you know this is the place. They have like ski hills inside the malls. It's insane. And now they're getting a Six Flags amusement park. The amusement park chain is teaming up with a developer in Dubai, which is part of the United Arab Emirates, and they're going to build a theme park there as part of this huge entertainment complex called Dubai Land. Makes sense. Six Flags apparently has been struggling a little bit. They've gone 9 years without a profit, and their stock is near record lows. And sources are saying they're not required to put up any money for the Dubai park. They'll just design, develop, and supervise it. Sounds like a good deal. Six Flags, of course, is not alone. NBC Universal is building its own theme park in Dubai, set to open in 2010. Everyone's doing it, it seems like. And last week, Anheuser-Busch's entertainment division announced plans to partner with a Dubai developer to create something called Worlds of Discovery, which will include a SeaWorld and a Busch Gardens.
World of beer. No. World of Bud Light is what it would be called. All right. So in this day and time, it's not really that unusual to see people with twins, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes
lots
even
of multiples,
triplets. Because of, you know,
insemination.
And infertility treatments. Mm-hmm. Well, out in Manhasset, New York, out in Long Island, a couple had three look-alike triplets. Boys last week. Hmm. Now, apparently, the three lookalikes, this part, they're extremely rare.
So, usually there's like a fraternal one.
Yeah, there's like a fraternal twin. Yeah, they're stuck in there. Poor guy. A spare stuck in there. The mother was impregnated with one embryo and in vitro fertilization. The embryo split in half, and then one of the halves split in half again. The odds of this happening are somewhere between 1 in 60,000 and 1 in 200 million births.
Wow.
You know, in most cases, we discuss that. You know, you have one that's embryo that's fertilized, it splits off, then there's another one. But according to the obstetrician who delivered them, it's the first case on record that's resulted in triplets. And for now, the mom, this is really funny, three boys, but the mom has had to put nail polish, different colors on each of the boys so she can tell
who's who.
I
wonder if the two boys that were part of the embryo that split later are closer or will become closer.
Oh, just gang up on the third guy.
Maybe. Who knows?
Fortunately for this couple, North Shore University Hospital, where they were born, has donated a 2-year supply of diapers.
That's good of them.
About 20,000 diapers.
Holy cow. 20,000. That's a lot of diapers.
It's a lot of baby bones.
Hey, folks, that's your ramble. These stories and more on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.